I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Recent Iraq attacks put believers in the crosshairs. Ali with Global Catalytic Ministries tells us,
Iran and many Middle Eastern countries look at Christianity as a Western influence, and especially as a U.S. influence. So whenever they want to make a statement to Western culture, they always arrest Christians or do worse things, beat them, torture them, kill them.
An ongoing back and forth between the U.S. and Iran escalated following attacks on a U.S. embassy and an Iranian general. Ali says tensions actually support ministry.
When there's chaos, the gospel flourishes. You know, we're seeing the biggest revival in the Middle East since the Islamic conquest.
More details in the full report at missionnews.org. And church planting requires tenacity, faith, and devotion to expanding God's kingdom. It also requires tangible materials. That's why in 2020, FMI's Bruce Allen says they want to support partners in Pakistan, Indonesia, Kenya, and all over the world with Bibles in many forms.
The hunger for God's word is palpable across all these fields that I've seen in the last few years. Even though they're what we consider some of the darkest areas spiritually in the world, or governments appear closed to the gospel.
To help churches grow in these potentially dangerous areas, FMI provides Bibles on SD microcards, solar-powered audio devices, and more. And this year, they're hoping to provide more Bibles than ever before. Pray for the success of their efforts. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.